This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Good to have with me today a man that's been on several times, Dr. Eddie Hyatt. And we have, for the first time that I've had him on, we're not talking about history. Of course, he's an incredible historian. And so many, many people have read his books. One second. Let me see if
hey,
I can.
I'm so glad to be with you today, Dale.
Hey, 1 second. I know what the deal is. I've got a microphone plugged in that I shouldn't. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to get Eddie Hyatt on, and I did not realize that I had a little technical problem. We're on live now. Eddie Hyatt, can you hear me?
I hear you fine, Dale.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. The problem was I had a microphone plugged in that I shouldn't have had plugged in. And it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio today. And I was telling the audience that you've been on several times, always a blessing.
That's right, yep.
And most people know you as a historian, but today we're talking about a little different type of history, because most of the time we talk about your mere ministry and how you received a doctorate from Regent University, how you majored in church history. You hold a Master of Divinity, Master of Arts from Roberts University. You've lectured, you've written. But today we're going to talk about your family history. And I think that's very, very important because.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how we met.
In fact, I'm looking at my notes here. And when I was 14 years old, my family and I moved just about 20 miles away from Comanche to Walters, Oklahoma. And shortly thereafter, you and your three brothers and your mom and dad, y'all moved to Walters, Oklahoma, and we met
Absolutely.
Up. I believe it was a
That's
divine
right.
appointment.
Yeah.
And immediately there was a connection. My dad was a preacher. Your dad was a preacher. And they were both attending the church there until the pastor called them out and said, "You're a Jonah and you're a Jonah." There was about four former pastors there. "You're a Jonah, you're a Jonah." And so kind of looking back now, it looked like that pastor would really wouldn't have been threatened, that he would have really enjoyed four men of God there.
Right,
praying for him, helping him. They didn't want his church. They just wanted a place. I don't know exactly why y'all moved to Walters, but it was a divine appointment. And immediately, of course, I became friends with you and your three brothers, Pete and Belv and Harvey and yourself.
That's right, yeah.
And we just spent a lot of time together, teenage friends. And two of your brothers, Belv and Harvey, they died tragic deaths. You know, we don't understand everything about death, but both of them died accidental deaths. But your mom and dad remained faithful, mighty man, woman of God. And of course, they'll always be a part of our lives because, I was in your house many times as a teenager. And then when Gene and I first went in the ministry in 1967, your mom and dad invited me to Chicota, Texas to minister there. And it was a wonderful June of 1967. I remember the Israel being attacked and the Six-Day War taking place when we were there.
Yeah, a lot happening then.
Yeah, we had your mom would cook us vegetables from her garden every day. It was just a wonderful time. And then when we didn't have any more places to preach, and your uncle invited us over to preach for him, and I preached 21 straight nights there for your Uncle Frankie. And
Uncle Frankie does, and you probably remember now Now, where my dad pastored, it's a rural area, but where my Uncle Frank pastored was even more rural. It's out in a cow pasture, cows all around. And when you were there, Dale, they had outdoor bathrooms, so they had no plumbing. And I'm sure you remember that for drinking, they had a well, actually a well by the church. And while you're up preaching, you'd hear that pulley creaking. Everybody drank out of the same dipper. but had some great moves of God.
Oh, it was fantastic. And almost every night, your Uncle Frankie would say, Dale, Brother Gentry, can you stay one more night? And, of course, I didn't have other place to go, so I said, absolutely. And so it was a great time. And,
well, let me look at my calendar.
yeah. And so, you know, so we continue. Your mom continued to cook for us out of her garden, and we would eat lunch there, and then we'd go preach at night. Lots of times we'd come over to your mom and dad's house, and they'd have something to eat after the service. And preacher Frank, your Uncle Frankie, and spent lots of time with your mom and dad. Great couple, great influence in our lives, and over the years, of course, you know, I put a high value on people that helped you get started, people that's played key roles in your life. Gene and I, of course, have done a 50-year video, and of course, you're in it.
Great.
Just honoring people that have helped us over the past 50 years. We didn't have a picture of everybody, but every name I could think of, I gave them credits, honoring people that have helped us along the way. And your family's been a blessing. And, you know, I was about the same age as your brother, Belv. And, you know,
that's true.
I came to his funeral. They asked me to be a pallbearer. And so there's been some grievous times that I've seen, but there's also been some glorious times.
Absolutely.
And so there's been some deaths going on. And so today we're going to talk about and celebrate the life and the homegoing of your last brother that was alive, Pete. And, you know, I've not seen Pete in a while, but as teenagers, Pete was a personality. He was a handsome guy, had red hair, and had a great physique, and he had a tremendous personality. He could light up a room, and he was always laughing. He had your dad's laugh, and he was always laughing, and like yourself, and he enjoyed life. And sometimes we would stay up at night, and then he'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He was a carpenter, drive to Wichita Falls, work hard all day, and then we would want to go out and drag Maine and go to the Dairy Queen, and.
Right.
And he was had worked all day, but I have great memories of Pete, and also I have great memories of his singing. And you recently sent me some of Pete's songs that he recorded, and I'm going to play I'm going to play some of them today, just in honor.
And he sat down and recorded that in his home on a cassette recorder back in 1992. And I don't know when recently his granddaughter Mandy put it on a disc for us. So very thankful to have those available, Dale.
Wow! So the discs are available.
Well,
the songs
he
are available
for the family and so on.
Yeah. So he never had any of his songs recorded or put on iTunes or anything like that. He never had a recording.
Well, there are some on YouTube. He has some songs on YouTube.
Okay. Well. Pete Hyde is an incredible singer, and I'm going to play some of his songs today. And I know one of these songs he requested to be played at his memorial service. He went to be with the Lord on Thanksgiving Day, I believe.
That's right, yep.
And he requested one of these songs or two of these songs to be played at his memorial service. I'm not sure which ones they are.
Yeah, he told us he wanted his funeral to be a celebration.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He didn't want it to be he didn't want it to be a sad time. He wanted it to be a celebration because he knew where he was going.
Wow. Yeah, he planned his memorial service and
he planned it himself. Yeah, that's right.
I believe that Pete Hyde could have been a recording star, but I don't guess he pursued that. And he did help people. He was full of humor. And we're going to play some of his songs in just a moment. But you were telling me a story or sent me a story about the time that I believe you and Pete were on your way to Oklahoma and you picked up this hitchhiker. Was it you and Pete?
Well, no, actually, Pete was as far as I know, he was by himself. But this was back when Pete would have been in his 20s, and this is kind of very characteristic of him. His spontaneous humor and always being in control of the situation. So Pete had recently moved from California, and I don't know if his license had expired, but he didn't have his driver's license with him. And he was driving an old pickup from Shakota, Texas, on the Texas side of the river, just about 10 miles over to Hugo, Oklahoma. And as he approached Hugo, there was the sheriff's department had a roadblock set up. They were checking people's registrations and driver's license. Well, on the way there, Pete had picked up a hitchhiker. And so they pulled up to the they stopped at the roadblock, and the deputy sheriff asked Pete for his driver's license. And Pete said, I don't need a driver's license to drive this thing, do I? And, of course, the sheriff said, yeah, you do. So Pete sort of reached back like he was reaching for his wallet. And he said, you know, he said, I don't have my license with me. He said, but this guy here, and he motioned to the hitchhiker. He said, this guy has driver's license. Check his. So the deputy said to the hitchhiker, said, let me see your driver. Do you have driver's license? He said, yeah, well, let me see them. So the hitchhiker showed the deputy his driver's license. He said, y'all go ahead. So Pete drove off. And the hitchhiker said, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
That is a funny story, which is typical of your brother Pete. And
yeah, very, very much so.
I know. And, go ahead.
Pete never lost his sense of humor right down to the time of his death. I'll tell you one little funny story. He had already come to the place where he was confined to his bed. He was too weak to get out of bed. And one day he had had several visits. People had come and stood by his bed, visited with him, and they'd pray with him, and he would pray with them. It wasn't just a one-way thing. And also he'd had several calls that day, talked to people on the phone. Night was falling. He was feeling weary. Mm-hmm. And the phone rang, and as his wife Betty reached for the phone, Pete said, tell them that Elvis has left the building.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like Pete Hyde. You know, I had an opportunity just a few days before he went to heaven to call him, and we visited on the phone. I prayed with him. It was a real joy.
And, he told me about that.
Yeah, it was great. And Betty said, "Well, Pete's asleep, but maybe I can wake him up, and he'll be glad to talk with you." I did. And I just have great memories of Pete. He's in heaven right now. I'm sure he's got his guitar, and he's singing. He's probably got a great crowd around him. And can you want to tell us a little bit about the life of Pete, and then we're going to pray. I believe there's people that are listening today that's had a loved one to go on and has gone to heaven, and there may be a lot of grief in their life. And I believe that grief could turn into great joy. And,
absolutely.
Now we're gonna pray for that. A lot of people grieve, and some people even die of a broken heart. You know, medical science has proven that a person can actually grieve themselves to death. We used to say that, but we didn't know if that was just a myth or a fairy tale or what. Mm-hmm. But medical science has proven people can actually die of a broken heart. I believe that grieving is important, but not prolonged grieving. And so we're gonna pray for people that's going through grief. You might wanna share just a little bit about Pete's life. We're going to pray, and then I'm going to play some songs, so I'll have an opportunity. But just share a little bit about Pete's life and his family members. I know they're listening today, and we want them to know that we are reaching out to them and praying for them and celebrating their husband and father and grandfather. So share a little bit about them, and then I'm going to have you to pray.
Yeah. Well, for me, Pete was my older brother. He was 7 years older than me. Pete was a strong, rugged type person, and he served in the Marine Corps, and but also just had this, as we were talking about, this very spontaneous, unique sense of humor. He actually worked as a mechanic most of his life. He had his own shop for a time. Then he taught in the Honey Grove Public School District as an instructor in auto mechanics for 20 years, and I can't tell you. Numerous former students have messaged me that I'd never heard of, but they found me. They wanted to tell me what a blessing Pete had been in their lives, and some said he had been like a father to them, and so on. So Pete had he had a lot of public exposure, and Pete out, and out in public, and so his wife, my sister-in-law Betty. Now, Betty, I don't think you'll mind me telling this story, would you? Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and tell it. So anyway, Betty would often experience people saying, "Oh, you're Pete Hyatt's wife," or even someone introducing her as, "This is Pete's wife." And so one day she was saying to my brother Pete, actually Pete's real name was Royce Merle. Mm-hmm. But just right after he was born, one of my uncles said to Harvey, the oldest brother, who was about 2 years older than Pete, I think halfway jokingly, he said, "Harvey, let's call him Pete." Well, that became his name. That's the name that everybody knew him by, was Pete, all of his life.
Wow.
But anyway, one day Betty was saying to Pete, she said, "Pete, I don't want to be known as Pete Hyatt's wife. I want to be my own person." Well, right after that, they were at church, and Pete and Betty often sing together, and they do a great job together. And there are some songs on YouTube of them singing together. But anyway, on this occasion, the pastor asked Pete to sing. He was already on the platform with his guitar. So Pete walked up to the microphone. Now, you have to realize he did this on purpose because of the conversation he had just had with Betty, where she said, "I don't want to be known as Pete Hyatt's wife. I want to be my own person." So Pete walked up to the microphone, and with a straight face but with an obvious twinkle in his eye, he said, "I would like for Sister Pete to come up and help me with this song."
That's good.
So Pete was a great blessing. He was a great father. He was a great brother, great husband, and he is sorely missed. But as you said, Dale, as it says, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, I think it's chapter 4, he said that we do not sorrow as those who have no hope. The thing about it is, yes, we miss our loved ones, we grieve, but, you know, the Bible tells us that this life compared to eternity, it's like a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen steam come out of a kettle and it comes out and it's gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the light of eternity, that's what this life is like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we as Christians, we as followers of Jesus Christ who have put our faith in him, we have eternity to look forward to. This life is like a vapor. It comes and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for the hope of Jesus and the resurrection. And we have the hope of eternity with our loved ones. And so that is the comfort in which we live today. And that can even bring a joy into our lives. And let me just share one very powerful thing, Dale, that God said to me.
Okay.
When I was driving, I participated. I preached at the funeral along with several other ministers. I brought the final message. And actually, I had just had a tooth extracted, a painful tooth, and it had been very painful and draining. And then I was driving up for the funeral, and you know, and I was feeling the loss of Pete because he was a friend. He was a supporter of our ministry. He was a very close, not just a brother, he was a very close friend and a supporter of our ministry. And so I was feeling the loss. I was feeling the pain of his loss and already feeling drained from the physical pain I had of this toothache. And so as I was driving along, I was just being honest with the Lord. And I was saying, "God, you're going to have to give me strength. I don't feel like being with people. I don't feel like preaching a funeral." And all of a sudden, I heard the Holy Spirit, Dale, speak to me these words: "Think on the living, not the dead. Pete has finished his course. He's with me. He's okay. But there are still people that are running their race, and they need to be encouraged. They need to be given hope. They need to be encouraged. So think on the living and not the dead."
Mm-hmm.
And immediately there came a refreshing and a lifting into my heart and into my soul. And I know that was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And so those of you who have lost loved ones out there, just remember, hey, they're with the Lord. There's nothing you can do about that, but there are things that you can do about those who are still living. You can still be an encouragement. You can still be a source of faith and hope for those who are still alive and running their race.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That is a good word. And so we're going to pray today for your sister-in-law Betty, and then you want to give the names of the kids or grandkids, and we'll include them in this prayer as well as other people that may have lost loved ones and missed them today, and then we're going to play some music by Pete Hyatt.
Yeah, well, Pete and Betty had two children, Cheryl, a daughter and a son, Cheryl and Jim, and they had, let's see, I don't want to miss anybody. They have, I believe, three granddaughters, Mandy, Betsy, and Bethany, and they have a grandson, Blaine. Uh-huh. And so yes, we will pray for them and pray also for the other extended family. I know his nieces, Teresa and Rochelle, loved him very much, too. Mm-hmm. And so yes, and I appreciate you, Dale, having me on here and talking about Pete and praying and just believing this is going to be a great blessing to some people out there who are grieving today over the excuse me, over the loss of a loved one.
Amen. Well, Father, I just set myself in agreement with my longtime friend Eddie Hyatt, and
yes.
I pray for him. I pray for, as well as I pray for Pete's wife Betty, the kids, the grandkids, and the entire family today. I ask that you comfort them, and we're gonna play some of Pete's songs. It's gonna be a blessing to them and so many other people once they hear his voice. I pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit upon the Hyatt family, and I pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit those that are listening today here on BPN Radio, and their loved one has gone to be with the Lord. I pray that you would encourage them, and thinking about life, celebrating life, that's what we're doing right now today. We're celebrating the life of Pete Hyatt and all of you others. And so thank you, Eddie, for being on. And if people want to hear more about Eddie Hyatt, you can just, Google Dr. Eddie Hyatt. EddieHyatt. Okay, here is Pete. Good to have you on today, Eddie. Bless you.
Great to be with you, Dale.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, he put my life back together. I turned it all over to Christ. Now things couldn't get any better. Yes, he's having the time of my life. I'm loving him all of the time. He gave me happiness. He took the stripes, and now he's having the time of my life. Well, I feel like I'm walking in tall cotton, and I'm on top of the world, flying high. 'Cause he picked me up off of the bottom, and now he's having the time of my life. Yes, he's having the time of my life. I'm loving him all of the time. He gave me happiness. He took the stripes, and now he's having the time of my life. I dream I went to a place far away. To describe it, I just don't know how. In its splendor, I remember how I wanted to stay. I even wish I could be there right now. I stood in a city without one single shop. There was nothing to buy or to sell. And everything sparkled but the badge of a cop. There's no crime doing time and no jail. And does that sound like heaven? Streets of gold, gates of pearl, hilltop green. It sure looks like heaven. Beats anything I've ever seen. But when I think of heaven, I just can't help but think about you. Would you meet me in heaven and make my every dream come true? I saw mamas and daddies as they joyfully sang, little children playing games in the street. And I saw millions of loved ones round the throne of the king. I even found myself bowed at his feet. And does that sound like heaven? Streets of gold, gates of pearl, hills of green. It sure looks like heaven. Beats anything I've ever seen. But when I think of heaven, I just can't help but think about you. Would you meet me in heaven and make my every dream come true? I saw mamas and daddies as they joyfully sang, little children playing games in the street. And I saw millions of loved ones round the throne of the king. I even found myself bowed at his feet. And does that sound like heaven? Streets of gold, gates of pearl, hills of green. It sure looks like heaven. Beats anything I've ever seen. But when I think of heaven, I just can't help but think about you. Would you meet me in heaven and make my every dream come true? Somebody wrote my life story, though the ink never touched the writer's quill. Now in heaven I'll live happy ever after, 'cause my life story started once upon a hill. Once upon a hill is all it took. From sin and shame, my heart's been changed, my life's an open book. It's never been a mystery how the fiction became real, 'cause my life story started once upon a hill. I've never laid eyes upon the author, but it's clear to see he's laid his hand on me. My life story may not be the world's bestseller, but they won't have to read between the lines to see. Once upon a hill is all it took. From sin and shame, my heart's been changed, my life's an open book. It's never been a mystery how the fiction became real, 'cause my life story started once upon a hill.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you very much, Pete Hyatt, for that incredible music today. Pete is in heaven, and I'm so very, very thankful and grateful that he's made it into heaven. So thank you so very, very much.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Here on the bank I stand, but in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now. I'm running to the water now. I'm thankful for you. to be Lord, yeah.
Generation, this could be the last. last long, the last chance to love and everlasting. God of all the masses, the God of all creation, the God who paid the highest price to buy us back from Satan. Lord, shower us with your grace, let it pour down on our faces. Lord, you are the king and you deserve all of our praises. That's true happiness waiting when you're ready to receive. There's a love that's so fulfilling, a mercy that's never ending. Yeah, so this right here's a declaration, an invitation to participate in something so amazing, so amazing. I say this right here's an invocation, a preparation for what could be the last of generations. Come on, this right here's a declaration, an invitation to participate in something so amazing, so amazing. I say this right here's an invocation, a preparation for what could be the last of generations. Come on,
this
come on.
Could be the last generation.
Come on,
this could be our final love.
This could be our final hour.
This could be the Whoa. Last generation. This could be
Let's
our
go.
Finest hour. It's my last chance to love you. I live for your name on such a way. Like it's my last chance to love you. I live for your name on such a way. Like it's my last chance.
Start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the I'm not afraid to
gonna be worth it all. I believe this. You're gonna be worth it. You're gonna be worth it. You're gonna be worth it all. I know.
Oh,